Classic Hits, 107.1 CJCS FM. Good morning, I'm Jamie Cottle. It is back as an in-person event this weekend. We are so looking forward to the Stratford Kiwanis Garlic Festival. And Howard Fawn joins us this morning with all the details. Howard, it's wonderful to see you.
Thank you, Jamie. It's great to be here indeed.
Absolutely. And great to see the Stratford Kiwanis Garlic Festival back this weekend at the Stratford Rotary Complex. And Howard, I don't know, there's so much to focus on. What would you like to spotlight with the Garlic Festival for this weekend?
Well, maybe we better tell the times we're starting.
Sure.
Hey, we're underway at 9 a.m. right through until 5 on the Saturday. And the Sunday we start at 10 and go to 4.
All right.
So we got everybody covered, and it's a Rotary Complex at 353 and McCarthy Drive. So we're ready to go.
We are looking forward to it. There are so many great information sessions happening this weekend. That's one of the big parts of the Garlic Festival.
Right. We've got a whole group of well-qualified people. There's a fellow by the name of Bob Romanek that's been with us for years before the 2 years hiatus. But he can tell you all about growing garlic and all the good things you should and should not do. And then we got our own Stratford chefs, Chris Slutzauer from Ale Pasta.
Nice.
He's going to tell you how to do things with garlic that are amazing indeed. And we got Erica Schwartzenterper from the Stratford Chef School.
Oh, right.
So we got lots of good sessions. Lorena Irwin's another one from Moorhead Farm, so we'll tell you how to get the original garlic and take it right through to all the good things with it.
It's all about garlic this weekend, because they're great informative sessions, often with tastings, that sort of thing. They're not to be missed.
Yeah, absolutely. And the sessions are the Sundays, and the tastings, I'm glad you mentioned that.
Mm-hmm.
For an additional $10, the mission is $10. For an additional $10, you can get to the tastings and pairings.
Okay, yes, the tastings and pairings, of course.
And it's become very popular as an addition to our things, to the whole festival.
Oh, absolutely. It's a big weekend with the Stratford Garlic Festival. I know there's more stuff you want to shout out and more stuff you want to focus on.
Well, the Saturdays, the tastings and pairings, they start at 12 o'clock. So just to get in the mood for lunch, you can go to the first tastings, and you have our own Stratford Junction 56.
Oh, nice.
Pairing up with Stonetown Cheese.
Nice.
And then after that at 12:30, if you're not quite as early, we got sommelier Bob Latham, and he's got very special wines that he's pairing with food that his wife, who's a graduate of the chef school, Frances, is going to pair up, and it's really something. Bob is probably the best-known wine connoisseur in the whole area.
I would have to agree,
we're very fortunate to have Bob with us.
Yeah.
And again, they're back at 2:30 in case you miss the 12:30 and have slept in Saturday morning.
There you go. Anything else? What is it about for you, Howard, that you love so much about the Stratford Kiwanis Garlic Festival? For you, why is it so special?
Well, it's so special for me because I happen to be treasurer, and it's one of our big fundraisers.
Yeah, with the Kiwanis Club of Stratford.
And the Kiwanis Club of Stratford does all kinds of great things. And our signature program, of course, is the Kiwanis Music Festival that we support. And CJCS Christmas Basket Fund. We gave out last year over 650 baskets with your great cooperation here at CJCS, which we really appreciate over the many years.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all about the $10 admission to support this program, and that's really great that we can help so many people in the area. This summer we had all those sessions in the park.
Right.
So every Sunday and every Wednesday night there was a Kiwanis-sponsored
The wonderful music. Oh, absolutely. Wonderful to see that again. Sure.
Well attended.
Yeah, and well attended too. And now, this is going to be well attended as well, the Stratford Kiwanis Garlic Festival, all happening at the Stratford Rotary Complex for Saturday and Sunday. And can we pass along that website? The website's great, got lots of information there.
Oh, so it certainly has. It's StratfordGarlicFestival.com.
There you go, StratfordGarlicFestival.com. Again, we'll see you out this weekend. So again, Howard, a few things with regards to the Rotary Complex, Stratford Kiwanis Garlic Festival. Things are going to be nicely spread out, if you will.
Exactly. We've spaced the booths nicely so that people can wander around, and we have some distancing, so that's great.
And silent auction, got to mention that too.
Well, what's big, we've got some exciting items. And again, you can look online to see them and preview them. Get in early, get your bid in, and we're closing as we go. So if you bid enough, you get to take it right home with you.
I love it. Anything else about the Stratford Kiwanis Garlic Festival that folks need to know, Howard?
On that website, you can pre-buy tickets.
Yes.
So don't stand in line. Come buy your tickets. You can also buy your tastings and pairings, your favorite one. There are 8 tastings and pairings.
Nice.
So you can order everything in advance. Just walk in and enjoy yourself.
And it is such a great community event. That's what I love so much about the Stratford Kiwanis Garlic Festival. It is such a great community event. For sure. Howard Pham with Kiwanis Club of Stratford, Stratford Kiwanis Garlic Festival. Links and details, of course, at mystratfordnow.com and on our socials. Howard, pleasure chatting.
Jamie, thank you. You're sure becoming the voice of Stratford. Congratulations. We love Jamie Cuddle. We wake up to him every morning.
Thanks, Howard.